Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey campers, before we go talk about another urban legend, check out the new digital bank, GoTime. It's modern banking for modern times. Download the app now on Google Play or App Store and open an account in less than 5 minutes to experience next level banking at your fingertips. You can check out GoTime Bank's official social media pages in the description box below or go to www.gotime.com.ph for more information. It's go time!
The following program may have words or content that may trigger fear, panic, or anxiety, especially to the younger audience. Do not proceed if necessary. Urban legends have been passed on from different generations from all over the world. But in the age of modern cities, mass media, and digital age, these stories have transcended to continue and give us both fear and wonder. But are these legends true? I am Earl, and I am the humble campmaster. And within the next few moments, I will be your guide into the mysterious world of the urban legends. Around 1 o'clock in the afternoon of April 22, 1980, an overcrowded MV Don Juan of Negros Navigation, carrying at least 1,000 passengers, left Pier 2 in Manila North Harbor, bound for Bacolod City. Aboard a ship are tourists who are students returning home after graduation in Manila and going on vacation, including the rich and famous of Negros. It was 10:30 in the evening when MV Don Juan was cruising under the full moon and crossing the Tablas Strait between Tablas and Maestra de Campo Island. Most of the passengers are already asleep. The others are awake, enjoying the disco inside the ferry. But all of them were jolted back to consciousness when they heard a crash. MV Don Juan collided with the oil tanker MT Tacloban City. MV Don Juan is wrecked. The impact jammed most of the cabin doors so that most of the passengers couldn't get out. The crowd panics. It didn't take long for the MV Don Juan to go down the shark-infested waters. And because the port side of the ship was heavily damaged, inevitably, it immediately sank. A chorus of shouting and wailing filled the darkness of the night as the passengers jumped one by one, not knowing if they would live or die. As the ship was sinking within the span of 15 minutes, some survived, but many perished and were trapped into their doom inside the cabins. Those who escaped jumped into the shark-infested water and prayed that help will come before their own death. Unfortunately, 176 people did not survive in this disaster. As grim as this story is, my curiosity even grew when I learned that the reason MV Don Juan collided with the oil tanker was because it was trying to avoid a ghost ship, and that all of this happened inside the Romblon Triangle. What you just heard is a tragedy of the MV Don Juan when it sank in the middle of the seas over 40 years ago. Its watery grave became known because of the number of ships and vessels that sank here with their thousands of passengers. Tonight, we're going to the middle of the high seas to find out what's behind the popular maritime urban legend in the Philippines, the Romblon Triangle. The Romblon Triangle is said to be the local counterpart of another mystic area called the Bermuda Triangle, known for maritime and aviation accidents in the North Atlantic Ocean. The base of the Romblon Triangle is said to be located in the islands of Dos Hermanos and Sibuyan in the south, and the tip of this triangle points to the municipality of Concepcion in the north. Why is it popular even up to this day and has achieved urban legend status? Is the Romblon Triangle even real? Before we deep dive into the Romblon Triangle mystery, did you know that apart from the Bermuda Triangle in the North Atlantic Ocean, there are other deadly triangles around the world? In the article released by CNN on May 31, 2011, other triangles that can be considered mysterious are the Devil's Sea or the Devil's Triangle, located near the Japanese island of Miyake. It is said to have taken 5 military vessels, and within just 2 years, it took approximately 100 scientists who were just studying the area. Meanwhile, Michigan Triangle was the last place the Northwest Airlines Flight 2501 was spotted before it disappeared and was never seen again. These haunting places, along with the Bermuda Triangle, are recognized as paranormal triangles. Triangle is usually associated with the strange and mysterious, such as the symbol of the Illuminati. And a symbol of the triangle and circle, or thaumaturgic triangle, used to summon demons. That's why it's probably not surprising that the triangle is associated with things that are negatively known. One of the alleged paranormal triangles of the world is actually here in the Philippines. According to a report by the U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command, several warships are said to have been destroyed and sunk during the peak of the Battle of Sibuyan Sea during World War II in the Romblon Triangle. The Musashi, Japan's second most powerful battleship, along with the destroyer ships Yamato, Nagato, Fuso, and Yamashiro, were all destroyed and later sunk by their American adversaries in October of 1944. These are some of the earliest reports of maritime disasters of the Romblon Triangle. As in the story at the beginning of this episode, the MV Don Juan is also one of the most unforgettable ships that sank in the Romblon Triangle along the Tablas Strait. The MV Don Juan left Manila on April 22 of 1980 for Bacolod City. It carried more than 1,000 people, which was beyond its maximum capacity of 864. The MV Don Juan is known for its speed in cruising the seas that a usual 24-hour journey is done in just 18 hours. When the night came and they've reached the Tablas Strait, the MV Don Juan collided with an oil tanker, which damaged its port side. After the collision, the ship was filled with fear, dread, and chaos. The crew quickly handed out life jackets, but because they were afraid of being stuck in the sinking ship, the others did not hesitate and jumped out of the MV Don Juan without the life jackets. In just 15 minutes, the Romblon Triangle has swallowed the MV Don Juan. 176 people were reported to have died in this accident, and the others who survived were lost at sea. The strangest of the stories about Romblon Triangle actually happens before a tragedy. It is said that a ghost ship suddenly appears in the middle of the ocean moments before a disaster strikes. This ghost ship was identified to be owned by Lolo Amang. Before the MV Don Juan collided, Lolo Amang's ship was spotted. That made MV Don Juan try to maneuver away from it. In fact, some said that survivors of the accident also saw the ghost ship. The story of Lolo Among's ghost ship is also similar to other ghost ship stories of the other Philippine provinces, such as Tayog-Tayog in Sikihor and Don Diego's golden ship in Tiwi, Albay. Lolo Among's ship is said to be made of gold, and even when the night is covered in darkness, it is said to be sparkling, and according to those who see it, it is as if there is a feast happening on the ship. According to the stories, Lolo Among lives in a mountain in Romblon. Meanwhile, in other cultures, the Flying Dutchman is another legendary ghost ship, allegedly never able to make port, but doomed to sail the seven seas forever. Is Lolo Among's ghost ship in the Romblon Triangle real? Or is it just a mirage that is often a case of strange things seen in the middle of the sea? I guess for now, we can say, seeing is believing. When we return, let's talk about the other stories surrounding the mystery of Romblon Triangle. Stay tuned.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
And now, back to our story. On December 20, 1987, the passenger ship MV Doña Paz sailed from Leyte to Manila under the command of Captain Eusebio Nazareno. It is owned by Sulpicia Line, now known as Philippine Span Asia Carrier, or PSAC. Interestingly, at around 10:30 in the evening at Tabla Strait, the MV Doña Paz accidentally collided with the ship MT Vector, filled with 1 million liters of gasoline and petroleum. A passenger said that they felt the two ships crash, and soon after, they heard an explosion. And then fire spread to the MV Doña Paz and the high waters became liquid hell. The cabinets which contained the life jackets were locked. Panic came after, and including the crew, people scrambled into the sea to escape the sinking and burning MV Doña Paz. Passengers swam the burning sea of vessel debris and burnt bodies. In the end, it was reported that only 26 survivors were recorded out of an estimated 4,000 passengers. This was the worst maritime disaster in the history of the peacetime Philippines. Many more accidents happened around the Romblon Triangle, much so that the area still has a negative connotation. The ship MB Gem sank around Romblon Triangle and took 174 victims in 1989. Much recently, the MV Princess of the Stars sank in 2008 at the height of Super Typhoon Frank and took a death toll of 437 and 600 other people still missing. With the multitude of accidents and thousands of victims taken by the Sea of the Romblon Triangle, I understand why this place seems to be cursed. But according to other reports, these accidents have explanations that do not shroud the world of the paranormal. Romblon Seas is also known as the EDSA of Philippine waters, because it is where most of the ships that travel to the different parts of the country pass. Because of this, there is a higher chance of collisions at sea. Another explanation is that the ships are struggling with the strength of the current caused by the meeting of waters from the Pacific Ocean and the West Philippine Sea. Apart from these explanations, we cannot discount human errors, such as insisting on taking more passengers than the maximum capacity due to their desire to take more people in and, of course, earn more money. Add a fact that some of the ships have already aged and some of them may have lower level of quality in terms of machinery, and some of them don't even have adequate life-saving equipment on board. If we put these puzzle pieces together, we can better understand that the Romblon Triangle is indeed one of the most dangerous places in our country. But is it as shrouded in mystery as its urban legend status? I certainly hope not, because I prefer to believe that we have a better fight and a chance to avoid accidents if we fix the problems in our maritime transportation than believing that our sea highways are cursed to kill. Urban legends, like many stories, if given to the wrong hands, can be weaponized. We should not be swayed by stories just to cover up the real problem, the unsafe ocean passage. We can be safer if there's better management of that sector of transportation, better equipment and more training, than believing we have a deadly triangle in our seas. Who wants a deadly triangle anyway when there's already a pyramid of mismanagement in the society? This is the end of our episode, and thank you for sticking around. Before we end the episode, I want to thank GoTime Bank for sponsoring tonight's episode. At GoTime Bank, enjoy 3 free transfers per week, 3 times Go Reward points, and a 3% saving interest rate per year. Download the GoTime Bank app on Google Play Store or Apple App Store to enjoy the next level of digital banking. If you like this episode, you can support the show by giving tips via Patreon, Ko-fi, or PayPal. All the links will be posted in our episode's show notes, and your tips help in creating the show. You can also help support the campsite by giving us a like or a follow in all of our social media channels, as well as giving us a good review in our platforms, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even in our Facebook page. Your support helps us reach more people to listen to the show and help us share these fantastic stories. Again, thank you very much for listening. I hope to be with you again in the next story. I'm Earl, and this is the Urban Legends series of the Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast episode is based on or is inspired by true events. Unless otherwise indicated, all the names, characters, businesses, places, events, and incidents in this podcast are either the product of the podcast creator's imagination or used in a fictitious manner. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.